sleeping, having fun? Can't you give a call sign there? This is N0TR. Gladson, do that. You won't be keying the repeater every time. N0TR.
6CLX, Mike. Guess we'll just call him Breffy.
Call him what, Mike? And took some breath mints. How you doing this morning, Mike? I mean, that gets irritating when you can do that on Simplex. I don't know if they teach them that in the book or not, where you can check your SWR and all of that stuff without going up and annoying everybody else on a repeater, you know?
I'm here. I'm just on the phone.
Phone call.
Oh, now I'm off the phone.
I kind of assumed... Shoot. Well, I'm just saying, a lot of people, they just don't realize they can do that on Simplex and not annoy everybody over and over and over and over. I never did hear anyone just key like that. But now on the old amplifiers and that, the guys come up and whistle, or they say, hola, hola, and they tune their amps up. But that's on HF.
I mean, nowadays, shoot, I've got antenna analyzers from the 80s that I still use.
Yeah, I got one, but it's not that old, but I got it. I wish I'd have waited a little while. Well, no, I don't. It was very useful. It's one of those ones from the Ukraine. I doubt if there's much warranty on that anymore, though.
I've got an MFJ antenna, it's a precursor to the analyzers. It's just an oscillator with an impedance bridge and a meter output. Works fine, though.
N4IQ, it's one of the finest hams I've ever known, and he said the same thing. Those MFJ analyzers are still just a go-to instrument. I can't remember the name of this one now. I haven't used it in probably a year, but or 6 months to a year. I use it when I'm tuning up my wire antennas, but they really work good, but they are built in the Ukraine.
I never did finish it, but I bought off of eBay, I bought an active RF probe that was made in the Ukraine. Asked a question to the guy, and he never answered me. So I figured, okay, well, I'll get back to this at some point.
Technically, Mike, I've made probably half a dozen contacts to the Ukraine on CW in the last 6 months. But the last one I went to, I noticed it says no address given on QRZ. It doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that one out.
I wouldn't want to make myself a target either.
Meaning? Well, we're out here on Wade Hampton. It's better than it was yesterday when I come back from the eye doctor. Now I got to go down and get some medicine down at Wally World here in Taylor's. And there was a real mess there yesterday. And then when I got within about a mile of home, there was a Chrysler minivan stalled going uphill, a big hill. That's always a backup area, and he was stalled right at the apex of the hill, and you had to drive around him just to get around him. But it's a lot better today. Thank goodness we didn't get any ice. And I don't think Hendersonville got as much as they forecast. This is N0TR.
It was stalled because of ice or because of mechanical problems?
No, this was yesterday evening. It was stalled because of mechanical problems, and I felt sorry for the guy or gal, whatever it was. I don't know if they'd abandoned it or not. That might have been a good option where he was stalled at. He's right near the top of the hill and had his emergency flashers on, and I hadn't seen yet getting around the vehicle. But there was lines behind him for, oh goodness, a long ways.
for the guys when that happens, unless they do something stupid like run out of gas. Then that's just plain dumb, but been there, done that, too.
I've never done that in a car. I have on a motorcycle, and when I was a teenager, and unfortunately, it was at a very inopportune time because there happened to be an officer behind me, and I might have been exceeding the speed limit a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I did it, almost did it in the car. I was pushing it, and I was just driving, and I forgot that I was low on gas. Like, oh shoot, now I'm on the bridge. So I just had to take it. And as I pulled up to the pump, the old Ford Taurus went, thump, and I turned it off and filled it up.
Out for you. Yeah, we almost did that on the way to Washington, D.C. one time. And I get nervous when it gets that way. Oh, boy, I didn't think Wally World would be filled up yet, but it is. Mike, I've got to let you go, but it's been a pleasure. N6CLX and 0TR73.
33, Tom. I have to go, too. I've got to jump into Lowe's here. N6, N0TR and 6CLX. Talk to you later.